whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
James, it was one of those first 40 minutes. Just didn't seem like there was a lot of energy. It seemed like the middle was open a lot. It seemed like there were a lot of turnovers. What did you see from your crease?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think we care. I think we got character in this room. And you know, maybe sometimes execution isn't there, but you know, I like a lot of things about this group, and unfortunately, sometimes you don't have your best. That goes for everyone. Sometimes I don't got my best, and so you know, I thought we had a good push in the third there, and you know, made it close, and so but unfortunately, I mean, you know, he can't play 20 minutes and expect to win. But I thought our response in the third was good, and I thought our game was coming.
Did you know you were playing this game yesterday, or was it this morning when you found out? Or?
Yeah, I found out yesterday.
And did you know on the trip, thinking, you know, there's a home game Monday, it's a long trip back, but it was a possibility you might get this one?
Yeah, I mean, I've played a while in this league, and you kind of get a feel for the schedule and what games you might possibly play. I mean, obviously, it's always up to the coaches, and you never know what they're thinking or what their thought process is. So, you know, I just practice, try and stay ready. I have an idea, you know, that this might be the one. And so, you know, it doesn't really change my preparation too much because I try and bring it every day, whether it's practice, morning skate, or games. So,
James, you said that you, as you said, you've been in this league a long time. What are the types of things you do to keep yourself ready? Because you know what to do now because you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's no secret. You know, I learned it from the veterans before me, and it's beautifully and monotonously simple. You know, it's you and it's a cliche, but you know, I learned it from probably, you know, Roberto Luongo. I think I had a part of it naturally ingrained in me from, you know, from my parents, from my dad, and having a good work ethic. But you know, Lou came to the rink every day. It didn't matter what day it was, and he worked. He just did the same things every day and brought it every day. And so, you know, that was one guy I really got to learn from, and that's, you know, kind of how I try and emulate my day-to-day process is you come to the rink with a plan of what you want to do, what you want to get better, and the level of compete you want to bring, and then you bring it. And so, you know, that's what I try and do. And then when games come around, then it just rolls into that.
How tough was it for everybody in this room to get out there today after what happened Thursday?
Yeah, honestly, I don't even remember what happened Thursday. I think we got a point, and so you know, today was a new day, and you know, we just didn't quite have enough, but you know, I'm looking forward to a response on Monday.
And especially the way you played in the second period, how much did you just feel like you got into a little bit more of a rhythm, kind of the more pucks you saw in this game?
Yeah, I mean, that's usually the case. You know, the more pucks you see, the bigger the puck is. And so, you know, I was overall happy with my game. You know, obviously, when I look at it, I wish I could have made 3 more saves. But, you know, I thought I had a pretty good body of work. And you know, tomorrow we're traveling, but come Monday morning, back on the ice and do the same thing over and over again.